kids that come to our camp, you know, I tell them, I'm like, look, if we're in there to see you, we watch you from the second you get out of your car, the second you get back in your car. You know, we're watching how you treat your parents. We're watching what you do pregame. We're watching what you eat at the concession stand. You know, all those things, they're all important.
No good player has ever said, well, who else is going to be the shortstop? The best players just say, sign who you want. I'm going to beat them, right?
And the other thing for baseball players, if you want to be a great baseball player and play at the highest levels, then be an athlete first.
Hello and welcome to the Coach's Corner podcast, where the coaches hang out with Walter. Today's podcast is brought to you by the Baseball Blue Book. If it has to do with baseball, it has to be in the book. The question for you, are you in the book? Now let's join our host, Walter Beattie. Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner, where each and every Thursday, Coach Dave Serrano and I try to reach out to college coaches across all levels and all divisions in order to share with families, parents, student athletes, as well as youth coaches, some insights as much as information we can provide to you on the college baseball landscape. And this weekend, past weekend, Division I baseball kicked off, and really excited about being joined today by Air Force Academy assistant coach, offensive coach, Drew Lacombe, former head coach, by the way, at Regis University, not to be confused with Regis College here in Massachusetts. But Drew, thank you for taking some time out of your schedule today to join us.
My pleasure, Walter. Really appreciate the opportunity to be here with you this morning.
So, you know, when I start to do some deep dives into the various programs, you know, the military academies really stick out to me because that truly is a unique environment for college baseball players with regard to not only do you have your normal three full-time jobs, academics, athletics, and sleep, but with the military academy, you know, that's something much deeper, much tougher with regard to the military component during the course of the school year as well as in the summers. Talk a little bit about your experience as a first-year assistant coach at Air Force. What makes Air Force unique as a college opportunity?
Great question. First and foremost, I truly think we have the best of the best 18 to 22 year olds in the country. Our kids are unbelievable, just what they have to go through on a daily basis here, just from a time management schedule, just trying to manage the balance of their academic responsibilities, their military responsibilities, and then also wanting to be a very high level competitive Division I athlete. And It's really cool just to have the opportunity to coach these young men, just because you have a ton of respect for what they go through on a daily basis. And our guys are very motivated individuals, and they are wanting to serve our country, and they want to do some bigger things with their lives. And the biggest thing for us just in the recruiting process is we're trying to find highly motivated individuals that want to be the best of the best and the best they can possibly be in all three of those facets. And what's so cool for us is how many college baseball coaches out there can truly say that they're coaching players that serve them. And that's what our guys do. And how much of an honor is that for me or four other coaches on staff that we get to show up to work every day and we're coaching players that serve us.
Well, I think it's amazing, the whole military academy. I've been to football games, Air Force, Army. I've been to baseball games, Army, Navy. And I think it's amazing how disciplined away from the military component, I'm talking about time management, daily routines, daily disciplines, that the student athletes or the students in general at the military academies maintain throughout an entire four-year, in some cases, five-year process. When I talk with families about college recruiting, they always ask me, as it pertains to military academies, which comes first? Do you make sure they have the athletic ability and then go and check the academic and, you know, military from a transcript perspective, or do you check on the academic transcript first and then recruit the baseball player?
Great question. It really depends on what comes first. Sometimes we get a student's academic information first, and then we want to find out athletically if they fit the needs of what we're looking for in our program. And then sometimes it's the opposite. We're in the summer out recruiting, and we find players that we really like, and then we do our background check and find out if academically, character traits, test scores, things like that, if they're a fit. But the biggest thing here at the Academy is we're really trying to find the best of the best. And what I mean by that is it is one of the best academic institutions in the country. And so our students are all really high GPA students out of high school. They all do really well on their test scores. And also, too, the character traits are extremely important. We have players here that have great communication skills, leadership traits, that want to be selfless and serve others. And then on the baseball side of it, we're trying to get the best baseball players in the country as well with a combination of those factors. And so we're basically getting the best of the best when you look at just those three factors in general, because we need our guys that are going to be able to succeed in the classroom here with the rigorous class load that they're going to have, be able to succeed and strive in the military side of it, because they're going to be officers by the time they graduate from here. And then on the baseball side of it, like everybody here in the country, we all want to win.
Well, now that would lead me to, in today's college baseball landscape, with regard to camps, recruiting, how are you being notified? Do you have a network? Does Coach Kaz and yourself and the staff have a network of coaches from across the country? You know, looking at your roster, you go from Alabama to California and a whole bunch in between. So, you know, it's a pretty diverse roster as far as states are concerned. How do you have that network established with regard to the summer? Are you focused more now on camps, or do you go out to the summer events across the country?
For sure. Our recruiting population is all 50 states in the country, and it's really cool for us just because we're trying to find great Americans that are really good at baseball. And with that being said, we really have to spread out, and it's a big team effort from our entire coaching staff on the recruiting process. We're going to recruit kids from every region of the country, every state, and we're trying to find guys that fit those three categories we were just alluding to earlier, and that the fact that they're great students, they have great character traits, and they're good at baseball. But we really spread ourselves out. Each coach on our staff really has a region that's their strength, and we really try to attack our regions that we have our contacts with in regards to recruiting. And we try to find the best players that are a great fit for the Air Force Academy out of those areas. And that's kind of how we do the recruiting. But as time goes on, we build relationships with other high school and travel ball coaches. And that's a big thing for us. And I think every high school and travel ball coach would love to send a player to one of the military academies, just because it's a great opportunity for every young man who gets an opportunity to come to one of these schools to serve your country, get a tremendous education, and play baseball at a very high level. And so on the recruiting side, we really spread ourselves out as a coaching staff. It's a big team effort in trying to recruit all the regions in the country and finding the best players we can. And that's usually the summer and fall time for us. We have two big prospect camps that we host. We do one at the end of the summer, and we do one at the end of the fall. Those are really big, and I think our coaching staff and Coach Kaz does a tremendous job of hosting probably one of the best camps in the country, because it's bigger than baseball here. We're trying to show you what the Academy is all about. We're trying to show you the day in the life of a cadet. Our student athletes are here at the camp, so you get to meet students while you're here, and you really get an opportunity to see what a day in the life of a cadet at the Air Force Academy is all about, because it's a unique college experience here, and that's what everyone needs to learn and know when they come and step a foot on campus here.
Now, do you prefer to meet, or in today's new landscape with regard to dates and things of that nature, would you prefer to see those rising juniors in the summer at your summer camp that are going to be juniors in the fall, or would you prefer that you see juniors in high school during your fall camp? Does it make a difference for you as a staff or with regard to the military academies?
I wouldn't say it makes a difference, but getting players on camp or on campus and getting them at camp is a huge benefit for us, just because we get to spend a day with them and really get to know them and get to see how they interact up close with other kids at camp. You know, here at the Air Force Academy, we're trying to find leaders, and you'll find in a camp setting who the leaders are, who the ones that are comfortable being the first one in line when we're doing the pro showcase part of it, or the ones who are going to communicate and be the first ones to pick up baseballs in the cage. And you can find leadership skills out of kids at a camp setting. Then on the high school travel circuit, you can see it, but you don't always get the opportunity to see it in a game. And so it's a great opportunity just to have them on camp. But going to your point, I think right after the summer as rising juniors, that's really beneficial, because that's the heart of trying to start the recruiting process with that group. And if we have them on our campus at camp, that really helps us. We're still recruiting rising seniors going into this summer. There's a few slots we're trying to fill, but for the most part, going into your junior year, that's the big time, I would say, to be going into and attending camps at college campuses.
You know, that you bring up a really interesting point and dynamic with regard to recruiting, and I'd like to just take a deeper dive before we go into the scheduling and so forth, because I really believe it's important for parents and, more importantly, student athletes to hear this particular message. You discussed leadership skills and non-baseball related, kind of points of focus for you as a staff with regard to, you know, analyzing, kind of seeing if there is a true fit from a student athlete's perspective for the Air Force Academy with regard to leadership skills, being an accountable, things of that nature. Talk a little bit, if you can, just some of the things that you're looking for over and above the baseball metrics, you know, the conventional kind of, you know, does he run fast, does he throw fast, et cetera.
Of course, here at the Air Force Academy, we want the highest character people in our program. And the reason why is we're trying to build the best team. And when you have the best team and the best people in a locker room, you got a chance to overachieve and succeed at a higher level than if you have a bunch of individuals. And the coolest part in just my first year being here at the Air Force Academy is this is a unique place that pushes high character traits and everything our guys do. And so what I mean by that is, at a lot of college programs, coaching staff, team, they try to build a culture within their locker room. But once their player leaves the field and is done with practice, they're on their own. There's nothing continuing to push the culture and build a team and build character traits. The coolest part at the Air Force Academy, and I'm sure at all military academies, is the culture and the character development never stops. It's continuous and present in the classroom. It's continuous and present in the military side and the military training. And so what's cool about that is it's one big team here at the Air Force Academy. Our guys are put into squadrons here at the Academy, and which is basically 40 teams of 100 people. We have three players on our team that were squadron commanders this year. So they were basically the one in charge of 100 people under their umbrella, and that's huge leadership skills. How many regular students could you say that they're in charge of 100 people and have these responsibilities outside of just baseball? And so it's a bigger thing than just how our guys hit, how they throw, how they field, how they catch. On the baseball side of it, we need guys that are going to be rock stars in everything they do in their life. And so it's really cool for our guys, just the fact that they get done with practice, they have their schoolwork, but they also have their leadership responsibilities that they have to do. And we need to find those recruits and those student athletes that can handle those responsibilities and also want those leadership opportunities. The thing that you probably keep hearing from me, and we say it all the time with our recruits, is the two biggest words we use is opportunity and challenge. Here at the Air Force Academy, you're going to be challenged incredibly in everything you do, but the opportunities you have are endless. And the growth we see here with our kids is astronomical, I would say, compared to other places I've been at, just because our guys grow up and mature way faster at a faster rate because of the environment they're put in. And it's really cool just to see the maturation and growth from all of them. And that's why just the character piece is so important. And the last piece I'm going to touch on is, why is this important? I think a lot of baseball coaches and a lot of people believe that you win baseball games with your people and you win baseball games with your team. And when you have a strong team and you have a team built on selflessness and guys supporting one another and guys willing to do their job for the guy left and right, and you know that the person to your side is going to put in everything they can into their preparation and their work ethic, you got a chance to succeed highly as a group. And that's why it's so important for us here at the Air Force Academy to find those type of kids, because we feel like that's going to be our strength within our culture and our locker room. But also, too, we need those kids in order to be successful on the military side and on the school side as well.
I mean, to me, that is a tremendous honor. And as the word you just utilized, opportunity, for any young student athlete looking for not only the highest level of academics and athletics, but a career within the military. And I commend you and Coach Kaz, as well as the rest of the staff, with regard to having the opportunity to be involved with such great young men. You know, and one of the things I watched this weekend, by the way, and having been to Mississippi State, having been to Starkville on a few occasions, I was kind of envious of the Cajun Riviera. And I want to get into your schedule, because one look at the Air Force Academy's baseball schedule, you know, you might think the old days, the old whack, and you're talking San Jose State and Fresno State and some of those types of schools. But man, oh, man, you're in the SEC. You're facing quality, you know, Army and Navy. They have great programs within the Patriot League. It's a heck of a schedule as a baseball player. So that much must help you with regard to recruiting when a prospective student athlete takes one look at your schedule.
Of course. You know, we tell our guys here, they're going to be challenged in everything we do, and we're not going to step away from any fight. And it's the part of our mission, the bigger purpose, I would say, here at the Air Force Academy. Our mission in our program is, we want to take a boy out of high school, we want to turn him into a man while he's here at the Air Force Academy. And by the time he graduates, he wants to be ready to be a warfighter. And Coach Kaz says all the time that wars aren't fought on U.S. territory. It's always in foreign territory. And so we're going to get extremely comfortable playing on the road. We're going to get extremely comfortable traveling. We're also pretty fortunate and benefit to have the benefit of knowing a handful of pilots and know a few people that have planes. And we get to travel really nicely and C-17s across the country when we go play. And just having that opportunity for our guys just to be able to go travel anywhere on any day, and we get to play the best of the best competition, that's great. And it's really good for our guys, because they need to be put in that environment, and our guys need to get comfortable playing the best of the best. And we want to go to Omaha just like everybody else. We want to be a successful program. We've had success over the last few years, and we want to continue to build that trajectory. And the only way we're going to get there is playing the best opponents we can in our non-conference. That's going to prepare us for our conference schedule. And hopefully later in the year, we have those hard games, the experience of playing against the better teams, so that it's not the first time we're seeing them when we get into postseason.
Do the military academy, specifically Air Force, is the portal an option? Are there transfers coming in potentially from other schools? Are you involved in JUCO transfers, or is that something that the military academies do not involve themselves in?
So, really good question. The recruiting process here at the Air Force Academy and the other military academies is pretty unique and a little bit different than other schools. Our application process, the timeline side of it, puts a wrench in. We do not get any transfer portal players. And the reason why is our application process is done and cut off in January. So we're not getting anybody late in the season going into the next year. However, we could go and get junior college players. And if we do the recruiting process early in advance and we sign players in the fall of their season or of the year, then we can get a junior college player. However, we believe here at the academy that we want them here for 4 years. It's a four-year experience. What's really neat about what we get to do here is we get to take a kid as a freshman and we get to develop him over 4 years, and we get to see him as a senior. We have a very, very low transfer rate. The only players that we've had that have transferred has just been a situation for draft purposes. For example, Paul Skeens, and right. which everybody is very familiar with. But what's really cool is we commit to the high school kid, the high school class, they get to know each other really well. They come in as freshmen, they graduate together as a group. They're best friends. They're each other's best man and groomsmen at their wedding. And it's just so cool to be able to take a freshman and have him for 4 years and be able to develop him. And I think a lot of coaches may be envious of that opportunity because a lot of coaches are getting 1 to 2 year players. And it's a, what can you do for me now type situation versus we are allowed to have a little bit of patience. And it's a little bit more of how the system and the process worked maybe 10, 15 years ago. And that's what's really nice for us is that we can really take the time to build relationships with our players. We can take the time to create change and develop and also allow them to fail. And there isn't a pressure of they need to have immediate success as a freshman here. And it gives them the time to grow and mature. And I think it helps a ton with just building a culture and a team as well.
One of the questions that I feel really will benefit parents and more importantly, student athletes, because of your, you're the offensive, coordinator or coach at Air Force. And I have this question almost daily from student athletes and more importantly, parents. At what point are the metrics or the analytics from a hitting perspective? In other words, from pitching, we always hear about, you know, velocity, we hear about vertical, horizontal, all of these numbers, spin rates, et cetera. When do these analytics for young hitters begin to catch your attention? And is that something that probably shouldn't be as important as it currently is for young student athletes when they're thinking about recruiting?
It's a piece to the puzzle, but it's not the whole puzzle. And that's the way I look at it. Bat speed, exit velocity, launch angle, all those metrics, they just tell you a part of the story. And it tells you a part of the hitter. But at the end of the day, when you're in the box, and any offensive coach would say this, you want competitive, confident, tough hitters in the box. And that Amen. Comes from the character side of it. You want hitters that can get on time. You want hitters that have a good feel and IQ in the box of what the pitcher's trying to do to them and have an approach. You want hitters in the box that can make adjustments pitch to pitch. And so there's an art and a science to hitting, just like there's an art and a science to pitching. And so it's not just all metrics. There's a lot to do with the mentality and the discipline and the knowledge and the feel for it. And then the last thing to get at is, if we continue to say that hitting is the hardest thing to do in all sports, I think it's really hard to think about numbers and hit at the same time. And so let's try to make the game simple. And now when we're in the cage and we're training and we're developing hitters and we're trying to make adjustments, there's a time for that. And we're trying to increase bat speed and we want guys to hit the ball hard. But when it gets to in game, it's about how do we score runs? How do we help the team win? And so both pieces are very important to the game. But I think at the end of the day, the pieces that are going to help you win baseball games and help you score runs trump necessarily maybe the metrics and the analytics.
You know, I was going to have one last question, but you just brought up a topic that I would really love for you to just expand on slightly because we don't hear it enough, and that is hitting IQ. You know, we kind of think about pitchers being cerebral and what their method and plan is and how they're going to attack a hitter. But the same can be said, and I love the fact that you used hitting IQ. You have to truly understand. I would love for you to expand on that as far as from a hitting perspective, recognizing what a pitcher is trying to do, you know, from before you get in the box to when you get in the box.
Yeah, so I think with that, there's a couple pieces. So first off, the talented high school arms who have velocity and stuff have the ability to pitch off their fastball majority of the time in high school baseball. The high-end high school hitters usually don't get many good pitches to hit in high school, and people pitch around them. when you get to college, everybody has good stuff on the mound. Everybody is able to throw at least two pitches for strikes. And everybody has a scouting report on you as a hitter. And so there's a big maturation process taking a high school hitter and turning him into a college hitter and just understanding how people are going to pitch you. And also when you go, when it goes into approach and why it's fluid and dynamic and how it changes, the way we like to explain it to our hitters is there's three big things that go into an approach. The first one is the situation. What's the score? Who's on base? And what are the outs? Because that's really going to dictate how the pitcher is probably going to pitch to you. The second one is the pitcher. What is the pitcher's strengths? What has he been doing? What is he trying to do? What pitches does he have command of? We need to evaluate what pitches we need to hunt and attack. And then lastly, then you take what your strengths are as a hitter and you match the first two things that we talked about. And so really trying to have an education process with our hitters about looking for those things and how to be able to adjust pitch to pitch, because the situation, it changes from count to count. A 2-0 count is way different than an 0-2 count. And so learning how to do that as a hitter and why things need to change, because going back to the previous question we talked about, everything needs to be under the scope and the landscape of how do we score runs and how do we help our team win. And so hitting IQ is such a big thing. And I think just experience, reps, facing high-level pitching, and just constant communication and education for our hitters helps get them to a point where they can have a high-level approach and the IQ on the hitting side that we're talking about.
That is absolutely fantastic information. I am so glad I was able to get that question in, because I really, when I'm trying to work with families and parents to get them to understand there's a high school hitter and then there's a college hitter. One is not the same as the other. They're not facing the same caliber as far as with regard to count, with regard to you're the only guy in that lineup they might be worried about in high school, but in college they get nine of those dudes. And so it becomes a much different plate discipline and approach at the college level. So finally, you know, this for me personally as a parent, I look at the military academies and say, wow, what a wonderful opportunity that might be. How do you as a staff, last question, like to be contacted? Is it the conventional, here's my email or here's my social media, send you a DM? And what would you like within the email? Would you like a video? Do you want transcripts? What is it that must be sent when a prospective student athlete is contacting and reaching out to you at Air Force?
Me personally, I prefer email. I'm not the biggest on social media, and some of our other coaches are, but DM is fine. I do look at our DMs, but prefer email. In regards to an email, college coaches get bombarded with emails all the time. And short, quick, simple, right to the point is great. Video is really big for us. And just because everybody has their own opinion and we need to see you move, we need to see you play, we need to see your actions, because we know how you stack up against our current players and what we're looking for from a recruiting standpoint. So video is great. Short and simple to the point, as much hard facts as possible is great. I know every player, every coach believes that a player is hardworking, disciplined, tough, all that. We will contact the high school coach and travel coach and get an honest feedback and thought process from them. But let us know your GPA. Let us know your test scores, your height, your weight. You can give us your stats if you'd like, video, where you go to school, where you're from, what grade you're in, all that. It's just short, to the point, exactly what we need. We can go from there, and then we can follow up if we need to go see you play or get a background check from one of your coaches.
Well, Drew, I want to say thank you very much. I know we're in season, so time is tight, and I really appreciate your time. I really look forward to following you. I'm hoping to get to your Navy game. I have some friends from high school whose sons are now on the Navy roster, so I'm looking forward to watching that game. Best of luck for the rest of the season. I want to let parents know I'm going to have all of the contact information both in the podcast description as well as all of the video clips that are associated with this interview, and we'll make sure that we get all of the social media handles, Twitter handles, etc., as well as email addresses for the Air Force baseball program. Drew, thank you very, very much, and best of luck the rest of the season.
Thank you, Walter. Really appreciate it.
You're very welcome.